Oh, fucking A. All right, hey, welcome to Movies, Rants, and Brews. Movies, Brews, and
I was
Rants.
gonna say, you already got our fucking name wrong. We've been doing this for 10 seconds without Jeff, and you got the name wrong.
It's. I'm already. No. So much has happened in the last 2 fucking minutes. No, I want to let my fucking anger out. Anyways, welcome to Movies, Brews, and Rants. We're about to go on a huge fucking rant here in a second. But first of all, I'm Tyler. Jeff, he's Jeff's off doing Jeff things right now. He got called away to some important business. Who do we have over there attempting to work on the fucking microphones?
Yeah, that's me. The only guy
The
who
only
knows what the only guy who knows what the fuck he's doing over here. And without me, this whole fucking thing doesn't happen. So you guys are gonna start, not even Jeff, just you. You're gonna start showing me a little bit more respect, or else this whole fucking thing's done, okay?
No, the fact that you said over here, no, I'm trying to, it was so stupid. No.
You're
You
knowing
said,
yourself right now.
no, I'm making myself matter. Yes, I understand that. But you over here said, oh, we can't have a two-sided conversation. Well, that's a fucking conversation. That's just a
You know what?
regular fucking conversation.
I did stuff today. I worked today, okay?
Give a shit.
You have been off for.
I went to the jockey lot today.
Ooh, that's so strenuous.
Almost bought a fucking goat.
Did you actually almost buy a goat?
I almost bought a
Was
goat,
it a
but then
baby
I
goat or like
actually.
a whole ass goat?
A whole motherfucking goat.
What would you have done with a goat?
Dude, put it in my backyard. That's a free fucking lawnmower right there.
That is a free lawnmower. But what if he
But.
but what if he has like a little circle though? And then like he only gets the circle and then like everything else is overgrown.
Little fucking grass crop circles.
Yeah. Dude,
No,
what
see,
if your goat actually made crop circles? That would be fucking
that'd be
trippy.
fucking
That'd be
awesome.
trippy.
That'd
Like
be
imagine
so
you
cool.
just wake up one day and you're like making coffee or something, you look out the back window and you see fucking crop circles, and then like the goat's just like sleeping in the middle of it, and you think the goat's like dead in the middle of a crop circle.
Oh, it reminds me of
Hold on,
fucking all
would
the.
you immediately think paranormal or alien?
100% witchcraft.
See, that's what I'd be thinking. It was like some sort of
If
fucking
you got a dead goat
seance.
in the center of a circle, 100%
But I'm
dead
saying, like,
witchcraft.
what if they look like, a crop field, like a full on alien. Shit.
Not witchcraft trying to cover it up. That's what it is. One that no, that's exactly
What
what
if
it
that's what
is.
crop circles are? What if it's just huge seances that are being covered up to be look like to made to look like aliens?
But that, fuck.
Right? Wait, did we just uncover something?
Okay. So, okay. All right. No, I can't say that. We'll get flagged.
Welcome to what goes on in our heads while we do this is we have to stop for a
actually
second and think about what we can say.
I haven't drank as much as I normally do, so it's okay. Dude, that's actually crazy to think about. Okay, so I'm really trying to think about, so what if, what? Well then, who spread the alien rumors?
The people doing the seances. They're trying to cover it up.
The sorcery.
Because
Dude.
think if there was just like these huge things going on of, hey, we're doing a seance, like a huge group seance, people will be up in arms. But if people think it's aliens, then it sounds kind of cool.
That's really not bad. Oh, and so, hey guys, also, fun fact, in about 15 minutes, we'll have our good friend Jeffrey. He's done doing Jeffrey things.
Fuck it, we're gonna
Oh
keep going though, because I
no,
have,
I'm not
no,
stopping this.
because I
No,
have,
no. So,
as soon as you get done thinking about this, I have something that's gonna blow your mind.
all right, can we go back to the goat thing first? And then we can go
Yeah.
back to that.
Yeah,
Okay,
do the goat thing, because I'm changing the subject completely after this.
I was legit about to buy the goat, but I started looking at it. It was a full grown little
What kind
goat.
of goat?
It had horns. I think it's a billy goat. I can't actually. I don't really fucking know, to be 100% honest with you. But I'm pretty sure billy goats only have horns. Only billy goats have horns. I
Fainting goat would
think.
have been dope.
What?
A fainting goat would be dope.
Right? No, because then we get drunk too much, and then I just want to go out there and scare the hell out of it, and then
I love how
we
you
would.
say we.
Yes. Anyway, so I decided that I should get a baby goat instead, so we can have it grow up with the dogs.
See, that's
And
what I was thinking.
so we're. I hate to say it, but we're on the lookout for fucking baby goats now.
Okay. Instead? Oh, you can't because you're in Georgia. Fuck.
What? What?
I was gonna say get a kangaroo.
Oh, yeah, no, I
Yeah, but
can't.
you need permits and shit. I could just go buy a kangaroo.
And see, no, but we're also gonna buy baby chicks. Dude, did you know you can get chicks for $3 at Tractor Supply?
Yeah, dude, you can get them for cheap as shit.
I really should just talk to my neighbor, but see, he owns chicken houses, but he gets paid per chicken, so I don't think he wants to lose money, which is
Probably not.
understandable. All right, so back to goat witchcraft crop circles.
Okay.
That's insane to think about.
I'm just saying, it's possible.
All right, blow my mind.
Okay.
Figuratively.
What if I told you I think I might know where Atlantis is?
Okay, come on, let's hear it.
Okay, we're gonna start with the history of like the folklore of Atlanteans. So
Okay.
they're believed to be way more technologically advanced than us, correct?
Facts.
It's what we're made to believe. And then, wasn't it just part of the land that just ended up at the bottom of the ocean somehow?
Are you about to give me the plot line to Atlantis, the Lost Empire?
Nope, no. Because
Okay.
I'm gonna tell you where it is.
Okay.
So, if I'm correct on that it was just part of the land that got separated and sank because it didn't, like, because you gotta think, like Hawaii. If Hawaii didn't have volcanoes, it would sink.
Fucking California's gonna sink in years.
That's true. But, so,
That's
Pangaea.
why do you think they're all going to Texas?
Cheaper cost of living.
And don't take that from me, you fuckface.
I mean, definitely because they're gonna sink, of course. But no, so let's start with Pangaea. And let's say Atlantis existed at the time of Pangaea, and it's still a part of this huge mass of land. When Pangaea split, Atlantis got caught in its own little area that didn't stick to either major continent between South America or North America and like Spain, like that area.
Okay.
And so when they split, the drift from like the Americas going left pulled Atlantis towards that, but Atlantis couldn't make it all the way there, so it sank about halfway through. If you look off of the east coast of North America and you go right, what is there?
More fucking ocean, you dumbass.
Bermuda Triangle.
Oh, it's. Oh,
Hold on,
man.
hold on, hold on. Bermuda Triangle, for some reason, is almost a perfect triangle where technology doesn't work.
I'm trying to. They've actually disproved the Bermuda Triangle. It
Okay, well,
actually.
fuck that, because we're gonna go off of my theory. What if it's not electromagnetism in the earth? And whatever the fuck it is that does it. What if it is the technology from Atlantis that is shutting down all of our technology so we can't find it? You can't go searching somewhere where nothing works.
I mean,
And that's where Atlantis is.
so that theory, about the Atlantis being where the Bermuda Triangle is has actually been around for a very long time.
Has it?
Yeah,
I thought I just came up with it.
That's an act, dude. You're talking to me, history dude over here.
I'm a history guy too. It's just I've never looked into the Bermuda Triangle.
Dude, there's talking about it being over in the Mediterranean Sea. There's a landmass that somewhat resembles the circle of what is to be believed Atlantis. Also, Atlantis has actually truly never been proven to be a perfect circle, like everything depicts it to be.
Who's to say it can't be a triangle?
But, you're not wrong, but that has been around for years and years, and there's many different aspects to that. I just...
Even if Atlantis is not in the Bermuda Triangle, Atlantis exists.
Every shred of mythology comes from a certain ounce of truth.
Because let's think about it. I'm sure the numbers change, but I know when I was in school and we were learning about the oceans, we learned that 93% of the world's oceans have not been explored. I think now the number is close to 71%. Is it 71%?
It's 71%.
Now? Okay.
We've only explored 29% of the world's oceans.
Exactly. And when you think about it, I mean, with how big the oceans are, 29% is fucking nothing.
Well, hold on. Sorry. I think I got my numbers.
I thought it was like 86%.
29% of the Earth is land masses. I think 71% of it's water. That's my fault.
I think that's true.
I want to say
it's like 86% has been explored now.
I'm going to actually look that up real quick.
And then, like, when you think of it that way, it's like, even if there is no shred of evidence that Atlantis ever existed, that
more than 80% has never been mapped, explored, or seen by humans.
Exactly. So it's like,
dude, think about how much could be down.
Megalodon?
No.
They had like a satellite image. So a satellite image. You know how satellite images work. Like everything that you see, you have to expand, like, you have to think of it like, okay, it looks this big in the picture, but it's probably actually this fucking big. And they saw a shark on the satellite imagery, and already it looked huge. Like, it looked like it was probably a 15-foot, 20-foot shark. And they're like, no, if it looks like that, pretty much double it. And it was like, here's the crazy part. It was over, I think it was the Mariana Trench. Like, it was near that.
So, like, photo captured. I don't know. See, okay, I 100% believe that a megalodon is still alive. Because
down in the trenches, the fucking colossal squids are still down there.
Dude, those things are so massive.
I want to know. Look this up real quick. What is the size difference between a colossal squid and a blue whale?
Dude, I just saw a video of a blue whale the other day, and I was like, holy crap.
Yeah, what you don't realize
okay,
how...
Okay, so hold on. So I type in size difference, and the first ones come up is a foal and a queen and a king, a wolf and a coyote, a king and a California king. It's all about fucking. Yeah.
Hey, people are trying to get good sleep.
Hey, king mattress all the way. Get whatever mattress you want, but get all those foam covers.
Man, see, that's the thing. That's it doesn't money. Matter what size your mattress. I mean, it does matter what size your mattress is.
Dude, I like my mattress so big, I don't have to touch my wife. If I don't want to.
No, my sister has a California king. And dude, you could literally sleep like six average size people on it. And no one would touch each other. What does he mean if I am alive?
Is a Giant, is the giant squid bigger than the colossal squid? There we go. That's perfect. Colossal squid. What kind of fucking words are these? Dude, it starts English. No, it starts English and then goes to fucking. Who the fuck knows?
Just translate it.
I can't fucking translate shit. I don't fucking know.
No, there should be a button that says translate.
I'm on my phone.
Okay, just look up the size of a colossal squid, and I'm looking up the size of a blue whale.
Wait, colossal squid, Mesokinetitis hematoni, is slightly shorter than the giant squid. So giant squids are bigger than the colossal squid.
Okay, then how big is the giant squid?
Because colossal squid tips the scales at a mass of 49 kg. In contrast, giant squid weighs up to 275 kg.
Okay, we're Americans. I don't know how to.
It weighs a lot. Okay, yeah, how about you Google weight of colossal squid in American? Fucking racist.
It's not racist, it's a colonist. You like that?
Oh
one?
My god. Okay, that was okay. I'll give you that one. That was a good one.
Oh, no, because a blue whale, the length of a blue whale is 87 feet long, and they weigh anywhere from 290,000 to 330,000 pounds.
All right, colossal squid size.
Well, I want to know the giant squid now since it's bigger.
All right, hold on. So how long was the blue whale?
87 feet.
Oh, yeah, fucking a colossal squid.
Yeah, giant squid is 59 feet. So a blue whale is, like, almost 30 feet longer.
So it's not even comparison.
No.
Oh, dude, that's
But then
beautiful.
I'm looking at people standing next to a beached giant squid.
You're looking at that too?
Yeah, and it's like, what the
fuck? It's massive.
Yeah.
Dude, but I know, I saw a video of a blue whale, and dude, holy crap.
I was watching a documentary. I say a documentary. It was one of those, like, YouTube videos. It's just like, hey, learn about this animal. And there was a woman who was doing research and just, you know, marine biology and shit. And she was just swimming out in the ocean, just, you know, doing her thing. And then she saw a blue whale. And she was like, oh, holy shit, this is remarkable. Let me see what I can learn. And then the blue whale, like, literally got right next to her and, like, pretty much tucked her under its fin and took her back to the boat. And then when she got back in the boat, the people were like, I'm so glad you made it back, because there are six great white sharks that were circling you. And the blue whale literally came up and was like, because apparently they're, like, the protectors of the sea.
Dude, can you imagine? Because
they've done the same thing for seals when killer whales are going after them.
Could you imagine that? Like, you're legit.
Legit getting saved by what ate Pinocchio.
I wonder if other whales or other animals consider them the guardians of the sea.
I don't know. I would like to see an interaction between, like, a non-carnivorous sea animal and a blue whale.
Dude, experiment time. All right, hey. All right, start a GoFundMe.
We're going to drop
chimpanzees into the ocean to see
okay,
if...
Okay, I did say sea animal.
You said... No, you didn't. You said...
Yeah, no, I said non-carnivorous sea animal.
Oh, okay. All right, so dolphins. Nah, not dolphins. Manatees?
I feel like, no, because dolphins fend for themselves against sharks. Like, dolphins kill sharks. Like, dolphins have already figured out how to do that shit.
Dude, it's funny. So, we're sitting here naming off animals and stuff, and one of my kids, Randall, he was learning about a dog that lives in the wild. And he's sitting there, he's like, we're learning about dogs that live in the wild. I just don't remember the name of it. And so I literally just start going, All right, well, was it a breed of dog? He's like, well, what do you? Oh, he's seven, or he's six, about to be seven. I was like, was it a breed of dog? He was like, what does that mean? I was like, was it a fucking German Shepherd? Was it a fucking was it a Chihuahua? Was it going on like that? And he was like, no, that wasn't that. And then he started going, I kept going and going. And I was like, all right, was it a wolf? He's like, no. I was like, was it a coyote? Nah. Was it a fucking dingo? And I turned around and said, oh, I should have said fucking. And because, I had Carly right next to me the whole time. What's up, Jeffrey? And he was like, dude, it was a fucking dingo. I was like, oh, that's awesome. He didn't say that, though. I added that part.
Yeah. All right. So Jeff has arrived. So we're gonna end this little capade we went on,
Segment.
and we're gonna post this just to see the feedback on it. And if you guys like it, let us know
Gotcha.
because this will be our go-to if one of us can't make it to a recording.
I guess.
I'm
Hey.
so sorry. I've been drinking since 11 o'clock your time.
I told you he
So
wasn't working today.
I didn't know if he was working today.
was not working. I had other things attack my life, and I just got home, and
Jeff do what
this
Jeff thinks.
is a walking with Jesus from
It's
Jackson.
Mardi Gras. It's Mardi Gras.
It
That's
is
why.
Mardi Gras.
There, last week was Mardi Gras. We were supposed to stop all things, but as all good lapsed Catholics do, what I gave up for Lent this season, most people give up something that they love. They give up like I'll give up chocolate, or I'll give up alcohol, or I'll give up gambling. I give up moderation. So I go hard for a full quarter every year, which shortens my life by 3 years every quarter, every other year. But you know what I'm saying? It's like at least I thought I would leave a good-looking corpse if I died young. I'm neither young nor good-looking, so there's a flaw in the plan, but I'm still trying. So I guess there's something there. Anyway, Walking with Jesus from Diary Express. Shout out to our non-sponsors. Fuck you guys for charging 3% when you pay for a drink with a credit card, you fucking assholes.
And any chance of getting sponsored by them is now out the window. So we're gonna end that on that note. We're gonna end this one, and then we'll be back to our regularly scheduled programming soon.